I am responsible. A story of AA's worldwide services through the Fellowship's General Service Office in New York at the address known clear around the world, Box 459, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, zip code 10017.
Hi, folks. My name is Bill, and I'm an alcoholic. And as I stand here in GSO shipping room, I'm reminded that I'm the fellow who has been doing chores around here longer than anybody else. Today, GSO runs very smoothly indeed, but it used to be pretty wild. It all started in 1939 when we published the big book. We then thought that this was all we'd need to do, just send out those books. But almost every time we mailed one out, we got back a lot of questions, and they were questions that had to be answered. And so it was early in the game that we realized we needed a service office even more than we needed our coffee pots. As we grew, so did the number and variety of the questions, and not just from drunks either. Outsiders had been interested in us too, right from the start. Doctors, clergymen, judges, editors, people like Fulton Osler and Jack Alexander, God bless them. There were novelists, teachers, even Hollywood movie makers. Gradually, we learned to work with them all and discovered that through them, we were able to reach alcoholics we might never reach otherwise. However, the great bulk of GSO's work is inside AA, with groups and with individual AAs. The questions, old and new, keep coming in year after year, and we've accumulated a wealth of experience on every single phase of AA's activity around the world. I still do some writing, as you know. But aside from that, they don't let me do any actual work around here anymore. And there is a good reason for it, too. We now rotate most of the jobs and responsibilities at GSO, just as you do in your own groups. So, for the real up-to-the-minute lowdown, I'm going to turn you over to the current GSO staff. First, here's Bob H., a former trustee and the successor to Herb M. as GSO's general manager. Step right up, Bob.
Thanks, Bill, and hi, everybody. My name is Bob, and of course, I'm an alcoholic. For the record, I've been sober well over 20 years and have served off and on since the late 40s as a volunteer member or chairman of various AA World Service Committees. I'm sure you understand as well as I do that GSO governs nothing and nobody. We make no rules, dream up no answers, and referee no arguments. What we do, and all we do, is provide needed AA services. When an AA member or an AA group, or anybody else for that matter, asks us for information, he never gets just one person's opinion or advice. He gets the collected experience of the whole fellowship on the point in question. Just as we share our experience, strength, and hope with each other personally, so do the groups, through GSO, share their experience, strength, and hope with each other. The best way I know to explain how this works is to show the people who perform the services and have them tell you what they do. Since this is a family film for use inside AA only, we are not concerned with anonymity. So, to start, here are some faces most of you already know almost as well as we do here in the office. Here they are, in order of their seniority. Anne, Eve, Hazel, Beth, Midge, Juanita, and Cora Louise, In the office, each girl takes on a specific category of AA services. Then, every other September, they all change jobs. Rotation. Bill spoke of it a moment ago, and it's an important AA principle designed to prevent anybody, Bill or me or you or anybody else, from ever becoming a self-appointed spokesman for AA or a so-called expert on any one phase of AA life. Now, to start things off, here's Juanita.
Hi, I'm Juanita. I joined AA in Detroit in 1957, and in 1964, I was invited to come to New York to work for GSO. My principal job this year is public information. I act as secretary to the trustees' PI committee, which is chiefly concerned with keeping AA's good image at the public level and observance of anonymity and our other traditions. Good public information, or public relations, also play an important part in local AA affairs and contribute to a healthy, growing group. Quite a few of the group problems we hear about most often can be, and frequently are, solved through the use of good relations with the public, usually very simple and basic things. Here's an example, an actual letter from a Midwestern group. They hadn't been getting any new members lately. The group was at a standstill, and was there anything GSO could suggest? There sure was. Among the suggestions made were some very fundamental ones to be found in GSO service literature. Was AA listed in the local phone book? Did the group run small newspaper ads regularly? Have they asked the radio and TV stations to give them a hand? It frequently has happened in AA that we've become so anonymous and so publicity shy that we neglect to do the obvious things. Sometimes drunks can't find us when they need us. Many groups make it their business to keep alive their contacts with key people in their communities. They canvass every doctor in town, sending group members to call on their own physicians and those in their neighborhoods to tell them a little of their recovery and offer the local AA groups help with any alcoholic patient the doctor may have. Some groups do the same with clergymen and judges and with the police. Other groups print small cards or type out on slips of paper the group's name, address, phone number, meeting nights, and times. These are left with responsible persons in hospitals, clinics, churches, police stations, courthouses, and anywhere else an alcoholic is likely to turn up. AA literature is usually welcome in these places, too, and a supply of this orange cover one, AA in your community, is especially useful. This Midwestern group will also get one of these public information kits. If you don't already know about this kit, you should. It's full of ideas, as well as ways to put the ideas to work. You will find it on the literature order form. There are tips on how to stage various kinds of special meetings, specialized meetings for specialized groups, nurses, social workers, and such, and big public meetings, too, how to promote them through newspaper stories and TV and radio plugs, how to relate them to the community, and how to follow through for best results. Speaking of radio and TV, GSO can provide 2 one-minute TV films on AA and several tapes for radio. We can give you actual scripts that have been successful and suggest how AA members may appear on TV screens without showing faces or revealing identities. Service clubs like Kiwanis and Rotary and other public and community-minded groups often welcome AA speakers if they know they are available. There's a pamphlet that covers this type of cooperation with community groups, AA experience on how to handle such meetings, also a few examples of how not to do it. This has been only a small sample, but I hope it's enough to get across the idea that if you or your group have a problem, chances are GSO knows several ways other groups have already solved that same problem. So drop us a line, or if your problem is urgent, phone us. We'll be delighted to hear from you and try to help.
Now it's my turn. My name is Beth. I'm an alcoholic, and I've been at GSO since 1959. My assignment this year is English-speaking groups overseas, Hands Across the Sea, and we could do a whole film on just that subject. But part of my job also is correspondence with groups here at home. Here's one from Ontario. A group secretary writes, quote, "We've been losing new members almost as fast as we get them because of one old-timer. He dominates every meeting, does most of the talking, and hands out all the advice. He's even driving away some of our older members. We love him, but is there anything we can do to keep him from disrupting our group?" Unquote. Sound familiar? It probably does, because this is a fairly common problem these days. And many groups have solved it gracefully and tactfully, and they tell you how in this pamphlet, the AA Group. The AA Group pamphlet is a goldmine of AA Group experience. You know, groups, like people, sometimes get into a rut. But here are new meeting ideas, discussion topics, and dozens of hints for keeping your group alive. Changing the format of meetings every now and then seems to be good medicine for groups who find themselves in the doldrums, for whatever reason. It's also a good way to deal with a domineering member in the group. For example, a discussion meeting where each person is limited to 3 or 4 minutes will at least slow down the most talkative member. You may need some disciplinary showmanship to limit the talking time of any alcoholic. If so, try using a kitchen timer with a bell that rings at the stipulated time. I'm especially fond of what we call sharing sessions. They go a little further and probe a little deeper than the average discussion meeting. It's good for newcomers, middle-timers, and old-timers. If you want to know more, we have a special folder on sharing sessions. Newcomers meetings are the oldest and probably the best method of making sure a new man or woman gets started right in AA. Many groups swear by newcomers meetings and keep feeding us more and more ideas about them. These have been put into a special newcomers meeting kit. If your group doesn't already conduct such meetings, maybe you'll want to. Sponsorship has been a basic part of AA therapy since the day in 1935 when Bill met Dr. Bob and they both went to see Bill D, AA number 3, the man in the bed. When it's done well, sponsorship is a beautiful thing to see. And the question is who gets the greater benefit from it, the sponsor or sponsoree, if there is such a word. If you'd like to check your technique, this new pamphlet, Sponsorship, the Hand of AA, may help. Many groups struggle with problems without ever knowing how much help may be waiting for them here at GSO. So if you've got a troublesome situation, think of GSO. If it's an old problem, we can help. If it's a new one, we're interested and want to help find a solution that can be passed on to the next group.
My name is Cora Louise, and I'm an alcoholic. My home group is here in New York, but I guess nobody's going to mistake this for a Brooklyn accent. It's Mississippi, in case you're curious. I've been here at GSO since 1965, and one of my assignments has been literature. I'm secretary of the Trustees Literature Committee, and this picture shows an actual committee meeting. That's Herb on your left. He was still our general manager when this was taken. The other man is Dr. Jack, Dr. John L. Norris, chairman of our Board of Trustees. You'll hear from him later. Here's a picture of our AA literature, 40 pamphlets and 4 books. But a mere picture gives you no idea of the influence these pieces of paper have had and are having all over the world. Did you know we've shipped out more than 600,000 big books? Can you imagine how many people have read these 600,000 books and how many lives have been affected? Last year, 1.25 million pamphlets went out from GSO. When you remember that this has been going on for almost 30 years, you get some idea of how far-reaching AA's literature has become. Publishing is one of the most vital services for which groups depend on their general service office. In the early days, Bill and Dr. Bob decided when and if a piece of literature was needed. But since the first General Service Conference in 1951, all AA literature has to be approved by the conference. This seal means 2 things. First, publishing responsibility, producing no literature that does not serve a definite need in or for AA. And second, assurance that all literature is an accurate reflection of AA opinion and practice. New literature doesn't just happen. For example, let's take the popular What Happened to Joe pamphlet. For years, there had been an obvious need for a piece that could get through to the sick alcoholic who just couldn't seem to be reached by conventional AA literature. Finally, the color comic formula was decided on, and the pamphlet written, and rewritten, and rewritten, and rewritten. Actually, the literature committee held 26 meetings on this one project before a final version was agreed upon and presented to the full conference for approval. We go through this same careful procedure each time a new piece of AA literature is proposed, or an old one revised or updated. This is how the Big Book itself was written. Bill was the author, but that handful of early AAs in Akron and New York were the critics and the editors. And today, 30 years later, the book stands up pretty well, doesn't it? Now we come to the new book, The AA Way of Life. It is a collection of excerpts from the writings, speeches, and private correspondence of our co-founder, Bill. To new AA members, and perhaps to historians, this is a measure of the man who, with Dr. Bob, started it all. The AA Way of Life is the first literature to reflect the philosophy and spiritual values which come out of the AA program long after sobriety itself is no longer the issue. Thus, the AA Way of Life is also for old-timers who for years have been asking for AA literature that goes beyond the immediate problems of alcoholism. The AA Way of Life is for all the rest of us, too, as a source of inspiration instantly available, cross-indexed to be appropriate to the need of the moment. In other words, it will help you, me, or anybody else to have a deeper understanding of and to live the AA Way of Life.
Hello, everybody. My name is Eve, and I'm an alcoholic. I've been around GSO since 1952, and I think I'm especially lucky to have the assignment of staff coordinator at the time this film is being made. But that means I get to tell you about some rather special GSO services in which we all share. Communication is all important, and here at GSO, correspondence is our key to maintaining communications from New York to New Zealand. For instance, there are AA's loners. At the moment, we have a list of 400 alcoholics who, for one reason or another, have to stay sober without the aid of a group. They write asking for help. We answer, passing on the same ideas that get you sober. Pretty soon, we not only have a lively correspondence going, but we also encourage loners to write to each other. And that, as you'd suspect, works even better. Then there are the internationalists, AA seamen. There are 320 of them, and they are fabulous. Like the loners, most of these men got sober through correspondence with GSO, although some sobered up in AA ashore. And they all write to us and to each other. And their AA is just like yours, only saltier. But the internationalists have done a great deal more for AA than GSO has ever been able to do for them. They are AA's global messengers. They've helped establish AA in countries whose language they can't even understand. So, when the hand of AA reaches out, very often it belongs to one of our AA internationalists. GSO produces special bulletins for each of these groups. On months alternating with the distribution of Box 459, we send out the Loners Meeting, a bulletin composed of excerpts from loners' letters, and the Internationalist Round Robin, which shares correspondence from our global messengers. In both cases, these bulletins make it possible for isolated AAs to talk with each other. We carry on a rather heavy correspondence with still another kind of AA, who does not have it quite as easy as you and I do. Alcoholics behind prison walls and in hospital wards. This can be loneliness in spades. Very often, GSO is their only contact, and sometimes their only hope. If you're near a prison or hospital where there is no AA group, and if you'd like to start one, GSO can help with these two pamphlets. They were created for just this purpose and give step-by-step procedures for organizing and operating institution groups. Or perhaps you would like to write to loan members. Just check with GSO and you'll get some names and addresses by return mail. Getting out the World Directory is another enjoyable task at GSO. Not only does the directory perform an ever wider service in an AA life, but up-to-date and accurate data on groups enables us to be sure that a letter seeking help can be referred to the right group at the right address. The directory has many uses, especially for traveling AAs and seamen. Salesmen use it to plan itineraries, and it's useful at vacation time, too. That can be a perilous time for new AAs, and knowing where the nearest meeting is can be a mighty important piece of knowledge for any of us, new or old. Loners, internationalists, prison and hospital group, and the World Directory, everything we do at GSO is exciting.
Hi, everybody. My name is Anne, and I'm an alcoholic. I've been here at GSO since 1948, and one of my jobs this year is one of the most interesting in our rotation of assignments, AA Overseas. Almost 20 years ago, a Maryland housewife was trying to force her alcoholic husband to go to AA, but with typical alcoholic cunning, he wrote a letter addressed to AA Cape Town, South Africa, and then piously told his wife he had gotten in touch with AA and was waiting to hear from them. He heard all right. A month later, a letter and a handful of AA pamphlets arrived from South Africa. Our friend had no way of knowing that AA had already begun to spread around the world. Actually, the experience shocked him into sobriety, and in his hometown, he founded Cape Town AA Group Number 2. It's in your World Directory. As Eve has told you, overseas groups have almost always been started by American AA visitors, either one of the internationalists or an AA traveling on vacation or business. The first group in South America was started when an Ohio AA on a cruise 12-stepped a hungover customs official. Today, there are more than 300 groups in South America. This year, the World Directory lists more than 90 countries in which AA exists. In the English-speaking countries, AA is as solidly established as it is here. Great Britain has its own General Service Office and Conference, patterned after ours. But in smaller and more remote countries, AA consists mostly of struggling little groups and loners. Our literature and the Big Book help, where there is no language barrier. Today, some of our literature is available in as many as 17 different languages, but even that doesn't cover them all by any means. So the main reliance of these faraway AAs is on direct correspondence with GSO, and in any year's rotation, there are always at least two GSO staff members who have the assignment of corresponding with more than 2,200 overseas AA groups. These are really your 12-step calls, you know, and you make them possible. If you can't at first see what you personally could get out of the fact that somebody at GSO writes a lot of letters to a lot of drunks in a lot of places with funny names, I wish you could come in and read some of the letters in our files. If you did, I guarantee that the next time you repeat the I Am Responsible Declaration, you'll do it with an even greater appreciation of its meaning.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hazel, and I'm an alcoholic. I am also your service coordinator, which means that my job is to help correlate the wealth of information in our files and channel it into new and useful forms. In other words, instead of waiting for you or your group to write us about a problem and then send you some constructive suggestions, we try to anticipate your requests. This means the continuous creation of new AA tools, such as the new group handbook. We've had similar pieces in the past, but none quite as complete as this one, or we hope as well organized to help you deal with almost any situation that is likely to come up in an AA group. It is a three-ring loose-leaf binder, so that material can be added to it as new ideas and new experiences come along. There's a pocket inside the front cover in which you'll find printed material basic to a group's operation, including the two pamphlets, The AA Group and AA in Your Community. Also, a world directory. The group handbook is sent free to each new group. You old, established groups can get one for only $3. And it may save you $1 million worth of collective headaches. Another example of trying to put some of the answers in your hands before the question even comes up is another rather new GSO service called AA Guidelines. There are eight of them, eight of the group problems which come up most often, and on which we have enough group experience in our files to formulate some guiding principles or guidelines. These, of course, are just what the name implies, guides, not instruction or dogma. And AA guidelines are free. There will be more in the future as experience and your needs dictate. But here is a rundown on the eight we already have. First, public information. Successful methods used by groups to let the community know that AA is there and ready to help. Institutional committees. How AA groups and individuals have worked successfully with hospital and jail staff. Also, how to avoid some of the pitfalls of this work. Courtroom classes on AA. How AA members and groups have cooperated with the judiciary in carrying the message where it will help the alcoholic who ends up in court. Armed forces groups. Steps to take in organizing a group. How they operate best. Problems and answers. AA conventions and conferences. From the accumulated experience of the fellowship. Suggestions on programs. Publicity, financing, displays, and so forth. Central offices and intergroup committees. How to start and run one. What it does. Suggestions, including financial ones, from our more successful examples of this type of local service. And then rehabilitation centers. This refers to halfway houses, rest farms, and so on. Why doesn't AA run them? How can AA members help? Clubhouses. How to start one? How to finance one? How to run it? Are clubs good or bad for AA? Here's another publication we use to share experience with you, Box 459. It used to be called the Exchange Bulletin, and as most of you know, it's a newsletter mailed free 6 times a year to each group. Or, if you want one for your personal use, you may subscribe for $1 a year. In Box 459, we try to give you the latest AA news from all over the world, with special stress on new ideas and experiences which may help you solve a problem or stimulate new imaginative uses of the AA program in your own group. Often, Box 459 functions as the middleman in bringing help to those who need it. A group thousands of miles from you might be asking for specific help on one particular problem. We print the request and ask anybody who can to share their experience. That's why we want everybody to read Box 459. Yours may be just the group that has the answer. GSO has also produced other film strips like this one on other aspects of AA sharing and GSO services. One of the greatest sharing experiences of all is a sound color film called Bill's Own Story, in which Bill and Lois tell us firsthand how AA started and many of the ups and downs of its early shaky years. Any group can rent this film for a week or longer. And whether you're an AA newcomer, middle-timer, or an old-timer, this is one AA experience I don't think you will want to miss. As for me, I wouldn't for the world have missed this opportunity to share my job with you. Thanks to each and every one of you.
My name is Midge, and I'm an alcoholic from Boston, AA, who came to New York to work for GSO in 1962. This year, I have an especially exciting job and one of GSO's busiest. I'm secretary for the General Service Conference, and so am involved with the million and one details of getting ready for our annual conference in April. In AA, we're rather proud of the fact that we have no formal government, no president or vice president, no big shot. Such affairs as affect the Hall Fellowship and such services as are performed in behalf of the Hall Fellowship are looked after nowadays by our Board of Trustees and the delegates to our General Service Conference held once a year. This is a joint responsibility which both these groups carry out as trusted servants of the Hall Fellowship. In the early days, AA unity was a difficult thing to maintain. Before there was any authorized service office, everything depended upon Bill and Dr. Bob personally. Without literature or traditions, there was very little communication between groups, and almost none at all from one area to another. The AA program, based on the 12 steps, was interpreted and practiced differently in different parts of the country. AA might have fragmented early and disappeared entirely, except for the binding ties of faith in Bill and Dr. Bob. Then in 1950, we held our first international convention in Cleveland. AA was 15 years old and had grown in number, maturity, and unity to a point where Bill and Dr. Bob felt it was time to turn the stewardship of our beloved fellowship over to the members. It was AA's third legacy. First, recovery and the 12 steps in 1939. Second, unity and the 12 traditions in 1950. Then, in 1955, world service and the responsibility that goes with it. In 1951, AA's first General Service Conference, with its first panel of 36 delegates, was convened in New York. And from that moment, the AA membership, through its elected delegates, began picking up the burden which Bill and Dr. Bob, with the Board of Trustees, had carried for so long and so well. So when you talk about GSO and the services that go out from here, you are really talking about an extension of the same responsibility you feel for your newest 12-step pigeon right there in your own group. When the calls for help and the need for service go beyond local groups and local areas, AA still does the job in your name through your General Service Conference and GSO all over the world. Maybe you've been too busy with group affairs to pay much attention to the conference and its work. It would take a separate film even to begin to tell you all that the conference does and has done. But we wish you would make it a point to learn more about the conference. Every group received a conference digest in June. Every AA is encouraged to read it and then to ask his area delegate to come and tell them all about it firsthand. It's part of his job as delegate, and he'll be delighted with the opportunity, I'm sure. So, you see, the General Service Conference is the means by which every AA group, through its GSRs and delegates, participate in 12-step work far beyond its local limits and shares in the many things that have to be done for and by AA as a whole, nationally and worldwide. But that's enough for me. Now here's Bob again. He wants to tell you about some very important GSR people we all want you to meet.
Thank you, Midge, and hello again. I'm sure, as the staff members have told you of these hundreds of thousands of books, millions of pieces of literature, and all these letters they write, you must have been saying to yourself, who does all that work? And that brings us to some people without whom GSO could not function. These are the non-alcoholics who staff our departments. This is Clina Jones and her girls, our indispensable steno-clerical pool. If we were to stack up the letters these girls type and file each year, the pile would be higher than 26 mahogany bar stools on end. Last year, for instance, they typed nearly 28,000 letters, and, at the same time, they handled more than 1,000 form letters per month. And as you can see, they do it all with big smiles, too. And in this group, also part of Fana's department, are our two foreign language translators, our receptionist, our switchboard operator, and on the left, Sophie, in charge of our letter files. She is responsible for the cross-filing of all correspondence with groups. Why, we are able to say with confidence, whatever your problem, we've got a big fat file on it. There's another person in this picture, though not part of the group, whom you should know. That's Snell Wing on the extreme right, who is Bill W.'s secretary and also in charge of AA's archives, all our historic papers and documents. Assists with box 459, too. Here's a very important group, the records department, headed by Rose Fila on the left in this picture. These are the geniuses who decode the group cards that come in, that follow through the many changes of group officers and meeting addresses and meeting nights. This is a dedicated, painstaking job that has its rewards each year in a world directory, surprisingly free from error, and in two fine special directories for prison and hospital groups. And this is Dennis Manders, our comptroller and his staff. As you know, GSO services are paid for with money from you, either through the purchase of books and literature or as group contributions to worldwide 12-step work. Dennis and his eagle-eyed assistants keep track of every penny of it, see that whatever surplus we have is earning dividends, and keep us to a tight budget here in the office. And now here we are right back in the shipping room where you saw Bill at the beginning. But this is the gang that works here today, Al Prine and his shipping crew. Last year, they mailed out 210,000 letters and bulletins, wrapped and shipped over 42,000 packages of literature. Al Prine has a little speech he makes to all new employees. It goes like this. That's not just a book or pamphlet you're wrapping. It may be the difference between life and death for some alcoholic many miles from here. So wrap it good, make sure the address is right, and mail it quick. And now, to close this film, it is my privilege to present the current non-alcoholic chairman of our Board of Trustees, Dr. John L. Norris. He's medical director at Eastman Kodak, a leader in industrial medicine, and one of the genuine authorities on alcoholism of our day. But here in AA, he's been officially declared an honorary alcoholic. And that, I think, gives you some idea of the esteem in which we hold our beloved Dr. Jack.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Jack Norris, and as Bob told you, I'm not an alcoholic. But as a physician, I'm as much a part of AA as you are. I first encountered AA through a patient for whom I could do nothing, but AA could and did. So I implore you to make sure the doctor who treated you when you were drinking gets to see and hear about your recovery in AA. If you really want the medical profession to understand and endorse AA, this is an excellent way to start. Get them to go to a meeting with you, at least one, and preferably two or three. I'm sure you and I want the hand of AA always to be there when anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help. Obviously, we can't all be everywhere. But through GSO, the hand of AA is able to reach out to the most remote alcoholic. The hand may be somebody else's, but you supply the reach. My greatest moment in AA undoubtedly came at the International Convention in Toronto. The significance of that moment has come to mean a great deal to all of us in AA. So we're going to recreate it right here in this room by showing the picture and playing the tape recording of the I Am Responsible ceremony at Toronto. Here we go. I am responsible. When anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help, I want the hand of AA always to be there.
for that, I am responsible.